Have your Bibles, you'll want to turn with me to Romans, the 12th chapter, as we begin to look at His Word this morning. The title of the sermon today is Connect Through Gifts, and I hope as we explore this passage of Scripture this morning that it'll open your eyes and help you in your spiritual growth today. And if you're able, would you please stand for the reading of God's Word? I'm going to read Romans 12 and 6 through 9. Our focal passage. And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly. If prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith. If service, in his serving. Or he who teaches, in his teaching. Or he who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who gives with liberality. He who leads with diligence. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. May God and His blessing to the reading of His Word, and you may be seated. There is a statue outside a church in San Diego, California. Several years ago, vandals broke the hands off the statue. Not knowing what to do and unable to repair the hands on the statue, the church has a plaque that they've mounted on that statue that now reads, "I have no hands but yours." I want to start this morning thanking so many of you who have given your hands to using your time here at Cherry Point Baptist Church and in the kingdom. Not only your time, but your talents and gifts. They do so much here at, as we call our family here, the Cherry Point Baptist Church. And without your gifts, this church would not be what it is today. Together, you have created a friendly, giving, serving church that sincerely desires to share the light of God's love in our community and even throughout the world. I want you to know this morning, dear saints, because of your service, so much more has been accomplished for His kingdom than any one person could do. Together, you have created a family. Together, you have been able to do much more than any one of us individually. And you see it. You see the results of it. You see the power of God working. You see people coming to our church. You see people in our community loving our church. You see people talking affectionately about our church and the good works that God is doing through us as a kingdom-building church. I will tell you that I think that as we thank you this morning, I am so proud to be your pastor. And as I've traveled this past week and talked to people, it was always with great joy to speak about this church and about what this church is doing for the kingdom of God. And I want you to know, as pastor, I never take your service and your talents and your gifts for granted. For without you, I could not do what I do, and certainly Pastor Travis could not do what he does as well. So we depend on you. But more importantly, God depends on you, and you have been found faithful in your service. And I wanted to tell you thanks. I have a couple of words that I want to say, and the thing that I want to really mention is from Philippians 2:13. The Bible tells us this: it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose. Because God is at work in us, we are accomplishing His work together. We are at work connecting with others through our gifts, prayerfully desiring to glorify God the Father in everything that we do. I want to tell you that Paul challenges the Corinthians to accept differences of gifts in his writing. We minister differently because God has created us differently and He has gifted us differently. God customizes His gifts for us to glorify Him and strengthen His church. My message today is for us this morning to keep on thinking about how we can stay motivated and stay involved in kingdom work here at Cherry Point Baptist Church, connecting with others through our gifts that God has graced us with. Maybe more of you can join those of us who are sacrificing our time and our talents and financial resources to have an impact on our community. I will tell you, the gifts that you share with our community and with others, I am always proud of what we do as a church. But more importantly, I thank God for all of you and ask Him to bless you abundantly for returning to Him that which you have. I tell you, there are two issues we must consider about connecting with others through our gifts. The first is that we must be completely surrendered to God. That's the first thing. We can have all the gifts we want, and we can manifest those in various ways. But until we are completely surrendered to His lordship, Those gifts are like sounding timbrels and timbrels, and they do not make any sense. But once we have totally and completely surrendered our life to Him, you will find and discover those gifts that God has given to you. It's impossible to be surrendered to God and not be busy serving Him. Let me say that again. It is impossible to be surrendered to God and not be busy serving Him. You cannot be a living sacrifice and be afraid or feel inferior to something or someone else. You cannot be a living sacrifice in His church if someone else is doing it. We can talk about total dedication. We can talk about radical separation, inner transformation, and all those spiritual buzzwords. But the truth is, you must surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Whatever you are doing does not lead you to service. Or whatever you're doing, if it doesn't lead you to service, then the Scripture might challenge your testimony. The Bible teaches that the worship should lead us to surrender. Everything we're here to do, the congregational worship, to sing, to hear the Word, to fellowship together, to recite Scripture, it's all leading us so that we might be energized and charged to leave this place and serve Him, and to serve Him in this place as we do. The Bible teaches that worship should lead us to surrender, and surrender should lead us to service. Devotion should lead us to do our duty, as they say in the military. The fact is, we all have spiritual gifts given to us at salvation. But for many, we have not uncovered them or unwrapped them, or we have not seen our ability to do them. And God is calling us to do and to use our gifts as He instructs. I will tell you, we don't use gifts ourselves. I can tell you that I have the gift of this or the gift of that. But the difference is, how are we using that in the power of His Holy Spirit? How is God anointing it and charging me to use that and empowering me to do something great for His kingdom? I will tell you that many people have gifts that are not using them. But it's not for the lack of the power of the Holy Spirit. Because God has given you the power of the Holy Spirit as believers to explode in your life to do those things that God has called you to do without fear, without worrying about what other people think, without being challenged by people who may be more gifted or less gifted or certainly gifted in other ways. God has completed you, and you're everything that you need to be. God just wants you to unleash the God in you, the Holy Spirit, to do far greater things than you ever thought you could do yourself. I will tell you, the reason many do not surrender is they are afraid God will not handle their lives to their suiting. I want to tell you about an illustration. Reminds me of many stories, but I want to share one about a young lady who was talking to an evangelist on the subject of consecration and giving herself totally to God. She really confessed to him, you know, I don't dare give myself wholly to God because He may send me to China as a missionary. And the missionary kind of looked at her and smiled. The evangelist responded with another statement. He said, let me ask you something. If some snowy, cold morning, a little bird should come, half frozen, pecking at your window, and would let you take and feed it, thereby putting itself in your hands, trusting you totally, what would you do? Would you put it in the hollow of your hand and crush it? Or would you give that little bird shelter, warmth, food, and care? She thought for a moment, and you could see a new light came into the girl's eyes. She said, oh, I see, she said. I can trust God. She made a great discovery about surrendering to God and about trusting Him with her life. About 2 years later, she met this evangelist again and told him about the incident. You remember me? I'm the person that came to you and said, I'm not really sure about turning my life totally over to God, about Him controlling my life, because I was afraid He'd send me to China. She stepped back and looked a minute. She said, you know, I discovered a secret. I was able to surrender my life totally to Christ. And with a twinkle in her eye, she said, do you know where God's sending me? And he smiled and said, China. But the idea of doing what God has called her to do, even though far different than she found a new joy in it. Something she was afraid of, that she thought she couldn't do, that she didn't want to do. When you totally surrender yourself to God, He explodes something in you and gives you a new joy about your task. It may not be China. It may be picking up trash on the side of the road or going to visit someone or taking a cold cup of water to someone. But nevertheless, whatever it is that you fear God is going to ask you to do, have no fear. For if you completely trust Him and surrender to Him, He wants to use your gifts. I will tell you a powerful story. Completely engage in service is all we need to do. We need to engage using the gifts that God has given us to share the light of God's love with our community. I want to tell you, those of you that have not yet gotten involved, who have not yet learned this, it's time. It's time to unwrap your spiritual gift or gifts and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I don't care if you're 10, I don't care if you're 100. God has something that you can do, and you're gifted specifically to do it, and He will use you if you just surrender to Him and become engaged. We need to fully express our surrender to God. You know, it says in verses 6 through 8, we have different gifts according to the grace that He's given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it's serving, let him serve. If it's teaching, let him teach. If it's encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. You see, the first word that I want to draw your attention to in that passage is the word grace. Now, we've all come to understand this word grace as where sin abounds, grace abounds more. So we're off the hook. You know, there's no sin that we can commit that there's not enough God's grace to forgive us. And we all believe that. But this idea of grace here is something a little bit different. It's really a gift. God has graced you with a gift for you to grace other people, to gift other people, to excite them about the gospel, to excite them about their spiritual journey. Grace is a powerful word in the New Testament, and it means unmerited favor. But in this situation, it's talking about He's graced us with gifts. The list of seven gifts in our scripture today is only a partial list. There are many others that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 Peter 4, and Ephesians 4. And I can talk more about those in specific gifts another time. But suffice it to say this morning that a spiritual gift is an ability given by the Holy Spirit to express our faith effectively for the strengthening of someone else's faith. You see, Paul is making two points. First of all, God has given gifts to us. Paul calls them graces, and we have different gifts according to the specific gift of grace that is given to us. I like the term for gifts because it indicates something about them. You know, gifts are graceful. Something graceful is a delight to watch in action. The second thing Paul is teaching here is these gifts must be used. If you have first given yourself to God and you're seeking to obey Him and the strength that He supplies, you will know that He has given it to you, and you will have the faith and grace necessary to accomplish His will. You must realize, Christian, that God has given you gifts to share or to make a contribution to your church, to the needs of the church, to kingdom building. Listen, God did not bring you to Cherry Point Baptist Church just for you to sit here and worship. He brought you here to be engaged in ministry, to be involved, to grace somebody else with your gift, with your presence. Trust me, God brought you here for a specific purpose, and it wasn't just to hear the choir sing and the preacher to preach. He brought you here so that you might become engaged and understand how He wants to use you and grace you with His presence and power so that you can feel that great relationship and connect with God in a new and fantastic way. But you must be willing to connect with others through your gifts as well. You see, it's like the family that divides up the chores in the home. Anybody come from a home where you divided up the chores? Well, I can tell you, at my house, we divided up the chores. And I was expected to do my part. And I did my part. Because if I didn't, my mother would ground me. I did my part. Or I wouldn't have gotten to go out on Friday night. I did my part, or that car that I had would not be moving. So in our family, we divided up the chores, and everyone was expected to do their part in keeping our family together and all of us functioning together and getting to know each other, building our relationships, and we did. You know, the church is nothing more than a Christian family, God's family, and every one of us has a part to play and a task to complete. The Bible is filled with the fact that you and I are to work with one another in accomplishing His will at Cherry Point Baptist Church. There's no doubt in my mind, every person here called to be ministers in our community. We are called to be partners in ministry so that we can effect our town and our workplaces and our neighborhoods for Christ, that people might want to come to know Him. Every one of us has a part to complete. It really is about surrendering completely so that you may become involved in connecting with others and use your gifts in a powerful way. I remember when I was ready to retire, and I was, after 42 years in the military, it was time for me to hang it up. And I was willing to hang it up. Thought I was going to hang it up. And I went to a dinner with some friends, and we had a guest speaker. And that night, that guest speaker got up, and he was older than I was. And he said he was going to retire, and he bought a little boat and a little place on the water for his grandchildren to come. And he said, you know, lo and behold, I didn't get to do that because the Lord called me to preach. He said, I've not even been to seminary. I'm so old they won't accept me. What am I going to do? I'm a tax accountant. He said, and then God reminded me of Matthew. And this man pastors a church today, older than me, and doing a great job, because God is never through with us. We might get through with God, but I can tell you, He is never through with us. So we as a family need to divide up our chores, and you need to carry your pail to the house. You need to do what you need to do in order to kingdom build in this place, so that people might know that we are alive with Christ, that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that we are excited about the things of God, and He can change their life. I will tell you that I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God. In fact, one of our church members who just recently joined some time ago gave me her cell phone number, and I called her about something to thank her for coming, and on the cell phone it was a song playing. I'm so thankful I'm a part of the family of God. I said, you know, I need that one for mine, because I am so thankful that I'm a part of the family of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9 says, we are partners working together for God. You see, we're partners working together for God. Paul wrote to some people and said, we're partners spreading the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere. In Greek, the language of the New Testament was originally written in the word fellowship, but it's often translated partnership. And that's how close these two words are. When God called us to be a part of the family of God, He was making us partners in sharing the light of God's love, in kingdom building. The Bible tells us we all have a part. Look what Ephesians 4:16 says. The whole body is fitted together perfectly. This is God's job. He does this. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. We are part of God's body, and it's working together that we get things done. Your part could be as simple as encouraging people to come to worship, being faithful in inviting people, maybe standing at the back door greeting people, maybe helping in the parking lot, maybe coming down and licking stamps or folding things, whatever it is, or teaching or some other job. But everybody has a gift, and God wants to engage your gift if you'll just surrender. I know that some people experience challenges in becoming a part of a local fellowship. I want to tell you that I understand this. This past week I got my hair cut. I was talking to the person cutting my hair, and they found out that I was a minister. And in our conversation, and she said, well, you know, I used to go to church, but all they do is they get mad with each other, and they, you know, you can tell they don't get along. And finally somebody said something, and I want to tell you, I just wanted to stop and just say, Lord, help me. There is no perfect organization under the sun. There is no perfect church under the sun. There are things about every church that sometimes we looked at it from our own perspective, we might say, what's the use? But let me tell you something. When you have a need, when there's a death in the family, when you need someone to talk to, when you need some support, when you need, I will tell you, your church family is there for you. And I would not have my life in any other place or organization. I want to tell you, this family that I'm a part of lifts me when I'm down. They put me down when I'm up, when I need to be. They check me. They do things. They pray for me. We pray for one another. Why in the world would someone not want to be a part of a local congregation that loves you and is hoping that you become all that God wants you to become? Our message is clear. Our heart is sincere. We want people to understand that there is a God who loves them and that he has a place in the kingdom of God for them. No matter where you are from, no matter what you've done, no matter what, he's not concerned about your past. He's only concerned about your future. And we too are only concerned about your future. I will tell you, some of you may experience problems becoming a part of a local fellowship. It may be that you don't want to leave somewhere else. It may feel that you can't do it. But I'm going to tell you, the Bible is calling you. It says, get connected. Use your gifts. Now, you can do that individually. You know, someone said, well, you know, she said, I just do what I do in my little neighborhood and everything. But you can't, standing alone, you're not nearly as strong as you are standing together with a group of people. The fellowship, the encouragement, all of that coming to us in the body of Christ is a powerful tool for God to mold us and to make us so that we can become all that he wants us to be. I want to tell you about Eddie. Eddie was a slow-moving clerk in a little small store. I've had some of those. One morning, a regular customer went to the store and did not see Eddie. The customer asked, where's Eddie? Is he sick? Nope. He ain't working here no more, was the reply. Well, do you have anybody in mind for the vacancy? Inquired the customer. Nope. Eddie didn't leave no vacancy. He wasn't missed. When God calls you somewhere else, be sure that you leave a vacancy here. It may be tomorrow, it may be next week, it may be a year from now. But I hope that in the kingdom of God and kingdom building, that when all of us go somewhere else, we will leave a vacancy for someone else to come in and take up the mantle. We smile at this story, maybe characterized by Eddie, because it's pretty simple. But in serving Christ, some are slow to become involved in serving God. And there are many excuses. And I don't have time to go into all of them this morning, and nor would I. But my sincere plea to you today is, find a need in our fellowship. Ask God to give you what you need to help with it. And then seek to serve him. We must forget that the purpose of God's gifts is to glorify us. We must remember that it's to glorify God and the edification of the church. It would be foolish for you to use your abilities merely for your own benefit. You have a job to do here at Cherry Point Baptist Church. You have a part to play in the body of Christ. And when we cooperate, we get more done together than any of us could do by ourselves. There are many people in this church today, not because one of us, but because of several of us reaching out to make a difference. Cherry Point Baptist Church, if you could look back at your history and recall all the people that have come through those doors that you've sent out as missionaries throughout the world. And I will tell you that if everybody had not been in the military and stayed here and lived here in this church, we would need another sanctuary. You have certainly impacted people forever. And others of you who come now in this day, you can be a part of that legacy too by giving your gifts and helping with sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and letting people know that we can be their church family when they're away from their church family. We want to sustain them. We want to help them grow. We want to share the light of God's love with our community. I will tell you, and when we leave, we hope that you're even stronger than when you came here, and we have all had a part in that. I will tell you that we need to commit to personal growth through fully expressing our surrender to God. We need to commit to a local body of believers so that our gifts can be exercised. We must commit ourselves completely to engaging in service to others. When we do, I promise you, the Bible teaches that you will tap into the rich reservoirs of God's blessings upon your life. Using the gifts that God has blessed you with will take you to a new level in your spiritual growth and in your relationship with the Savior. I will tell you, the strength of churches depends strongly upon the willingness of people to serve. Do you have the desire to serve God? Do you have the desire to please him? Do you love coming to a healthy church, a friendly church? You have skills God has gifted you. We could certainly use them. Don't be like Eddie. God is at work all around you, my friends. If you'll fully surrender to him and get involved, your life will be made more complete. Your spiritual growth will take on new vitality. In giving your gift, you will feel greater strength. I will tell you, there's nothing I like better in my life than receiving gifts. In fact, at Christmas time, we have white elephants gifts. You've seen people go over to the tree, and they lift it, and they look at it. They see how heavy it is. They shake it. They do all that because they want the best gift. And I will tell you, I think the Bible teaches that all of us have a gift. Every single one of us. God has gifted us first with His Son, Jesus Christ, the best gift. But you know, in you is a gift. God has truly gifted you to do something for His kingdom, to honor His Savior. But many have left it wrapped and not willing to unwrap this to determine just exactly what it is. You see, if we want to unwrap a gift and see what's in it, we have to do it obediently. We'll never find out if it's wrapped. So today, I hope this sermon has helped you discover that God has gifted you. He wants to use you in His kingdom. You'll find life and find it abundant when you get involved in kingdom building. The question is, will you surrender? Will you take the gift of the Holy Spirit He's given you and open it so that you can do what God has called you to do? I challenge you today, don't take this gift and leave it under the tree. Don't leave it wrapped with a pretty bow. The wrapping's not nearly as beautiful as what God will do in your life if you surrender to Him, engage in His service, and be a part of a family of God. He really is calling you to service because He knows that's where you're going to find your joy. The I can'ts, they're not of His kingdom. The I can's are of His kingdom. If you really want joy, real joy, if you want victory in your troubles and your trials, if you really want to become, accept God's gift that He wants to give you through His Holy Spirit and get engaged in His work. And we're going to sing a hymn of invitation in just a moment. And it really is for you to come this morning and say, I want to fully surrender. I want to engage. And I want to be a part of God's family. We open the doors of our membership every week. It's simple. Just come down, take my hand, and I'll tell you how you can become a member of Cherry Point Baptist Church. It may be that you feel God is calling you to do something special. You may want to come forward. It may be that you want to say, Pastor Steve, I know the nominating committee is going to be calling me, and I want to surrender to whatever God is calling me to do to help build the kingdom of God. You come as we stand and sing that hymn of invitation number 501. Would you stand with us, please? And you come as God leads you this morning.